Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala, balikan natin ang pagunita ng mga Australiano sa Australia Day kahapon. Naging mas maliit ang pagtitipon at naging mapayapa din ang mga protesta at public ceremonial events. Nagkaroon din ng kakaibang citizenship ceremonies at kinilala din ang mga taong nasa Australia Day's honor list. Ang kabuuang detalye sa ating ulat. Naging napakamakulay ang Sydney Opera House matapos nasilayan ng karamihan ng artwork ng isang indigenous artist sa unang pagkakataon sa mismong Australia Day. Ginamit ng artist na si Frances Bell Parker na isang Yagal woman ang mga circle markings na nagpakita ng mahigit 200 Aboriginal groups sa bansa. Sa National Flag Raising and Citizenship Ceremony kahapon sa Canberra, sinabi ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison, ang petsa ay nagmarka sa tunay na pagbabago ng Australia.
We do it on this day when the course of this land changed forever. There is no escaping or cancelling that fact. For better or worse, and worse, it was the moment where the journey to our modern Australia began. And it is this continuing Australian journey that we recognise today. Our stories since that day have been of sorrow and of joy, of loss and redemption, of failure and of success.
Ngunit para sa ilan ang petsa ng Australia Day ay hindi araw ng selebrasyon. Tinawag nila itong Invasion Day dahil ito mano ang pagsimula ng kolonisasyon ng mga katutubong Australiano. Libo-libong mga tao ang nagprotesta at nanawagan ng hustisya para sa mga First Nations people.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Ang Gamil Rai Next Generation activist na si Ian Brown ay nagbigay ng talumpati sa mahigit 8,000 madla sa Sydney.
What we're speaking to here today is all about giving us our own agency as people to determine our own futures. Because there's no justice here in our country for First Nation people.
Sa Melbourne naman, 5,000 mga masked protesters ang sumali sa isang mapayapang rally. Nagmarcha din ang mga tao sa Adelaide, Perth, Canberra at Brisbane. Ayon sa Indigenous broadcaster at musician na si Dan Rennie sa NITV, hindi ito isang araw ng pagdiwang para sa kanya.
My birth mother was taken away. This is a practice that still continues to this day. And while this day is celebrated as the national day in this country, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people do not feel included. We want to get rid of Australia Day, we want to abolish Australia Day. And I think we leave it until we actually have something we can celebrate, you know, something for everybody, whether that's a treaty process or if that's this country becomes a republic.
Samantala, ipinahayag naman ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison sa kanyang mensahe na ang araw ay kumikilala sa lahat bilang bahagi ng kasaysayan ng Australia.
We are now a nation of more than 25 million stories, all important, all unique, and all to be respected. Whether it is the story of our First Nations people's strong, ancient, and proud culture, and their survival in the face of dispossession and colonisation, or the forsaken souls who came as convicts, not to start a new world, but because they had been banished from the old one. These stories don't compete with each other. They simply coexist. They weave together to create Australia.
Para naman kay opposition leader Anthony Albanese, kailangan ng isang referendum upang matukoy ang eksaktong araw ng pagdiwang ng magiging pabor sa lahat.
Today is a day when we should, in our words and our actions, unite the country and bring it together rather than seek to have any divisive debate. That's why I put forward that proposition. It seems to me that we do need to have a day in which everyone can celebrate. It's time to have a debate about how we move forward.
Samantala, idinaos din ang mga citizenship ceremonies kahapon, ngunit mas kakaiba ito dahil sa mga COVID-19 restrictions. Kakaiba dahil walang handshake na naganap para sa mga bagong Australian citizens sa buong bansa.
Congratulations, you are now Australian citizen. From this time forwards, I pledge my loyalty to Australia and its people.
Masaya ang mga bagong citizens na sina Duhita Kadapu at Abhijit Gandhi na dumating sa Sydney 15 taon na ang nakalipas mula sa Mumbai, India.
I guess being a citizen just kind of makes it official and it kind of makes us feel that we are part of the country and the country kind of accepts us for what we bring to it. So yeah, I think I'm just looking forward to kind of being the best I can for the country and myself, I guess.
Nagpasalamat naman si Ms. Kadapu sa mga lokal na suporta sa kanilang paninirahan sa Australia.
I've never met such incredible women in my life. I think the support that we've had all the time that we've lived here was tremendous. Like the way they've actually helped us grow in terms of career, in terms of support. They've actually supported us in every way in terms of career opportunities, in terms of introducing to the right people for networking things.
Samantala, mahigit 800 Australiano ang kinilala dahil sa kanilang mga outstanding advocacy at mga volunteer work sa Australia Day Honours List. Ang Walkley Award-winning journalist na si Kerry O'Brien ay mapipili sana bilang officer in the Order of Australia, ngunit tinanggihan niya ang nasabing appointment. Si dating Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull naman ay na-appoint bilang companion. Ito ang highest honor para sa kanyang serbisyo sa parlamento. Umaasa din ang aktivista para sa mga taong may kapansanan at modelo na si Angel Dixon na magiging inspirasyon ng kanyang parangal sa mas inclusive na Australia.
I saw a world that had no people like me in mainstream places. I was frustrated by it and I needed to do something about it. I try to change the conversation with everyone as I go. So every brand that I work with, I make sure that when I leave that brand, there is room for more models with disability to come.
At yan po ang mga kaganapan kahapon at mga highlights sa Australia Day 2021.
Nice, yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.